so much. It is the voice of Indiana County, WCCS 101.1 FM, AM 1160, WCCSradio.com. A few minutes this morning with a really cool guy. His name is Paul Peters, and he has a podcast called On Purpose. Our visit this morning presented by Marcus and Mac, voted best law firm and best personal injury lawyer 3 years in a row in the Best of Indiana County contest. You can visit him online at marcusandmac.com. He's in Texas this morning, Frisco, Texas. Where's that, Paul?
It's right near Dallas.
Right near Dallas. I bet you it's nice and toasty there today, isn't it?
It will be, yes. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Paul, one of the things that I have always said, and I know that, you know, from time to time, all people are going to struggle with this, is your attitude is your choice, and you could decide that you're going to be a positive person. You could decide that you're going to be a negative person. But there will be consequences to whatever that decision is that you've made. And negative people at work is our topic today. And it really can affect not only you in your personal life, but it can affect your company and your business, can't it?
It can, correct.
Yeah.
So it's something you've got to, one, be aware of, two, make sure that you're not being infiltrated by it. You know, there's, like I said, there's certain things you can do. And one of the things I tell people is, you know, mentioned earlier is, you know, when people say, I've got good news or bad news, typically people with negative will come with you bad news. I said, no. You've got news, I will determine if it's good or bad. And so you never want to take on the negativity of somebody coming at you in a workplace environment or a family relationship, because then you basically have just received what they're trying to give you, and you never necessarily need to receive that negativity, because you have a choice, you know, take 100% responsibility of the attitude and the choice you're going to make.
Yeah, it's contagious, isn't it?
It is, and if you are what I call, if you have that negativity meter up, you'll recognize that, you know, people who are negative, you can feel when they come into the room, and especially if you've known them for a while, you know, certain people, like, I don't, you know, quote unquote, mother-in-laws get a bad bad rap because they can come across as negative. But, you know, a lot of times people prepare themselves when they know they're around negative people, and they don't usually spend a lot of time around them.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the causes of negativity. Why is it that people tend to go in that direction when they really have a choice of treating something in an entirely different way?
Well, and this may be hard for some people to hear, but a lot of times people who are negative, it's fear-based. Typically, it is the byproduct of somebody who plays the victim, does not take responsibility for their own life, and simply allows that negativity, the anger, the hate, the bitterness, whatever they're feeling, out. And they are looking for people that can come alongside, take up their offense, take up their negativity, so it begins to grow. If somebody who is positive confronts a negative person, you, one, have to set very clear limits. You basically have to remind them, especially in the workplace environment, you can come with me your concerns, but also come to me with some solutions. And I think that's very, you almost have to take control of the situation, not control the person, because that's where we get frustrated with negative people. We try to control them, whereas we have to just simply limit their ability to control you. And you did that by simply just not allowing them to be around you very long to really control or manipulate the conversation.
Paul, in a workplace environment, does that pretty well start at the top and trickle down?
It does. And, you know, I mentioned a book by Patrick Lindsay, and I think his name is, on humble, hungry, and smart. And your leadership has to be humble. Your leadership has to breed a environment where you're hungry to grow and to learn. And you've got to be smart in regards to how you're treating people respectfully, kindly. And I think if you as a leader have that environment, that culture, people will want to follow that kind of leader.
You know, it's interesting. The word respect was popping into my mind just as you said it a couple of moments ago. It really does come down to that, doesn't it?
It does. And somebody typically who's negative, one, I tell people when you're around negative people, it is only a reflection of their own character and their own issues internally that they're trying to put out rather than deal with personally. And I think sometimes when you are around other people, I demand, you know, as a business owner, that we respect, especially in a group environment. A lot of people who are negative will take over a conversation in order to use an opportunity to either slander or gossip around other people, which is insidious to any organization. And so leaders have to be very sensitive to the underlying issues of negativity within a company and make sure that they cut that at the root.
Paul Peters, our guest. The podcast is called On Purpose. Let's talk a little bit about what that person who encounters all of this negativity at work, not what the effect is on their life, but how is it that they can turn that into something positive? Somebody comes at them, a really negative attitude. Others begin to adopt that same sort of approach, but you don't want to go down that road. What are some of the techniques that you can use to avoid it?
Well, I think one of the things you need to understand, the person's already upset and they're coming in negative. And so you want to affirm the emotion. It sounds like you're upset about something. Is there something you want to talk about? And you try to specify what the issue is so they can get it on the table. And then you can decide, is this something that I can help resolve with this person? Do I need to bring in somebody to help this person? Because you want to try to be able to create an environment of trust. Part of that is the ability to be able to listen. Often somebody who's negative is already reactive, and if they're going to come across as negative to another person, that's going to create a reaction. Reaction after reaction, reaction creates an explosion. And so you want to offset that reaction by being proactive. Don't be quick to respond to the reaction. You want to be able to listen to the person's concern, try to pull out of that concern, is there a valid issue here that I can help this person with? Because once you dealt with the issue or what the person's upset about, and they feel like that you're listening to them, you've then created an environment of respect and trust.
Paul, what brought you to the point where you thought you needed to do something to turn around all this negativity? Was there something that happened or just a general thing that you noticed that you thought that you could help with?
Well, I have been a student of human behavior. I got my degree in psychology. I've been married before, so that helps, and I'm a father of five. So, you know, you have conflict resolution in any relationship, and I am a peacemaker by nature, and I'm very much a nurturer. And so I've tried to create an environment that is built on trust and respect and kindness, because you're going to get a better outcome that way.
Well, that leads us to your podcast. It's called On Purpose. Tell me about it.
Well, I decided long ago through my own search of what I'm here and created to do. And so once I figured out what I was created to do, I felt the urgency to help people understand what they're created to do and find their purpose. And so my show is all about helping people find their purpose, because once you find your purpose, you find your joy, you find everything that you're looking for in life. So that's what I try to do. I try to enrich people with helping them to understand what they're here for.
How do we find your podcast?
It's going to be aired on Now Media. It's On Purpose with Paul, but you can also find me on paulpeters.online.
He's a father of five, so he knows all about conflict management. He is Paul Peters with us this morning. Hey, thanks so much for the visit. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Okay,